When you picture artificial intelligence, you likely imagine sleek robots or voice assistants responding to your commands. But beneath this glossy veneer lies a far more complex reality. AI isn't simply code floating in the digital ether. It's a massive industrial system built on extraction, exploitation, and classification that shapes our world in profound ways. The truth is that AI is neither artificial nor intelligent. It's deeply material, requiring vast amounts of natural resources and human labor to function. From lithium mines in Nevada to rare earth processing facilities in Inner Mongolia, AI's physical foundation spans the globe. Despite the ethereal cloud metaphors, AI infrastructure is profoundly material and environmentally damaging. A single natural language processing model can produce carbon emissions equivalent to 5 cars' lifetime output, while data centers already match aviation's carbon footprint. What makes this reality so insidious is how deliberately it's hidden from view. Tech companies project an image of sustainability while concealing enormous energy consumption. They claim carbon neutrality through offset credits while simultaneously licensing AI technology to fossil fuel companies. The scale and complexity of this material infrastructure is obscured by intellectual property laws and technical complexity, creating a modern mega machine that, like the Manhattan Project, operates through secrecy and coordination. In Amazon's fulfillment centers, workers face constant monitoring, with just 15 minutes of allowed off-task time per 10-hour shift. While orange robots transport shelving units efficiently, humans wearing knee braces struggle to meet demanding picking rates, with painkillers available in vending machines throughout the facility. Rather than asking if robots will replace humans, we should examine how humans are increasingly treated like robots under AI systems that maximize labor extraction through surveillance and algorithmic management. The human-AI collaboration narrative obscures a power imbalance where workers cannot opt out of algorithmic systems but must reskill and accept technical developments without question. Behind AI's automation facade lies an invisible workforce. Content moderators suffer psychological trauma reviewing violent content, yet remain essential to AI functionality. Companies deploy Potemkin AI, services marketed as automated that secretly rely on humans working exhausting shifts. Amazon's Mechanical Turk platform, named after an 18th-century chess-playing hoax concealing a human operator, exemplifies this dynamic, with workers bidding against each other for microtasks while remaining invisible to users who believe they're interacting with pure technology. The transformation of human images into technical resources exemplifies AI's extractive approach. Computer vision systems scrape millions of internet images without consent, classify them, and use these collections as ground truth for machine learning. These training datasets define AI vision's epistemic boundaries, creating brittle foundations that simplify complex reality. AI's data hunger evolved from 1980s shifts from rules-based to probabilistic approaches requiring massive datasets. The internet eliminated controlled photo shoots as researchers began treating online content as harvestable resources. With platforms like Facebook receiving 350 million daily photo uploads, tech companies amassed valuable proprietary data. The field normalizes this extraction through metaphors like data mining and data is the new oil, reframing personal information as something inert to extract. This language obscures data's human origins and consequences, employing colonial rhetoric that justifies extraction without consent or compensation. Discriminatory AI systems are well documented across credit algorithms, criminal risk assessment, and hiring. Amazon's AI recruitment tool revealed how systems learn existing biases, downgrading women candidates after training on male-dominated hiring data. Classification has always been linked to power, from divine naming in theology to the Greek root of category, implying both logical assertion and legal accusation. Modern AI systems falsely treat gender, race, and sexuality as fixed biological categories, with datasets like UTK Face reducing human complexity to binary gender and 5 racial categories, echoing historical systems of oppression. The core issue is who controls how social categories are represented. Justice requires examining where mathematical frameworks themselves create problems, not just optimizing metrics. While classification necessarily simplifies complexity, harmful categorization systems throughout history were overcome primarily through political organizing and protest, not scientific advancement alone. In remote Papua New Guinea, psychologist Paul Ekman tested his theory of universal emotions across cultures. This hypothesis grew into a multi-billion-dollar affect recognition industry, now embedded in AI systems worldwide for hiring, security, education, and policing. Despite widespread adoption, these systems lack scientific validity. A 2019 review found no reliable evidence that emotions can be accurately predicted from facial movements. Yet organizations remain captivated by automated affect recognition's promise to reveal hidden truths. This belief that internal states can be read from external appearances stems from physiognomy, which was also used for racial classification. Ekman's research was significantly shaped by defense agency funding, which saw potential in cross-cultural nonverbal communication, establishing a pattern of defense, intelligence, and law enforcement agencies funding both his career and the broader field. Despite cross-disciplinary criticism, companies continue seeking new facial imagery sources for profit. Ekman's limited emotional categories cannot capture the vast spectrum of human feeling across cultures and contexts. U.S. intelligence agencies have driven AI research since the 1950s, with military priorities shaping the field's development. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, served as the primary patron for the first 20 years of AI research, embedding battlefield concepts like target identification into AI's foundational logic. This relationship extends beyond military applications to local government functions, with militarized pattern detection technologies migrating into municipal services. Despite the expansion of government AI contracts, little accountability exists for private vendors whose systems cause harm. Most states disclaim responsibility for AI-created problems, claiming they cannot be liable for systems they don't understand. Central to military targeting logic is the signature, patterns of behavior used to identify potential threats. During the Obama administration, the NSA's metadata surveillance program geolocated drone strike targets based on device data rather than confirmed identity. As General Michael Hayden stated, "We kill people based on metadata." This approach has had devastating consequences. A Reprieve report found that drone strikes targeting 41 individuals resulted in 1,147 deaths. AI systems inherently discriminate and amplify existing hierarchies, reproducing structural inequalities in policing, healthcare, and education. Crawford identifies enchanted determinism, where AI is portrayed as mystically powerful yet deterministically accurate, simultaneously too complex to regulate yet too powerful to refuse. This manifests in two narratives: tech utopianism, presenting computational solutions as universal, and tech dystopianism, blaming algorithms without examining contexts. Both ignore systemic forces like neoliberalism, racial inequality, and labor exploitation by locating power solely within technology. Understanding AI requires examining its full life cycle and power dynamics through a multiscalar perspective. The tech sector's ethics principles remain inadequate without implementation mechanisms or public accountability. To create a just technological future, we must challenge AI's perceived inevitability. Rather than asking where AI can be applied, we should question why it ought to be. By refusing systems that perpetuate inequity, we can build foundations for a society centered on human dignity, environmental sustainability, and social justice.